I just read it, or should we do it? Just read it, okay? Tamatrier Bhagavan Aikshat, Twaramanam Vahayasa, Amuktam Iva Pakandam, Yodharme Dharma Vibrama. Translation. When King Indra was taking away the horse, he dressed himself to appear as a liberated person. Actually, this dress was a form of cheating, for it falsely created an impression of religion. When Indra went into outer space in this way, the great sage Atri saw him and understood the whole situation.
Vertimas, norėdamas pagrobti žirgą, valdovas Indra apsirengė kaip išsivadavimą pasiekęs atsiskyrėlis. Tai buvo gryniausia apgavystė, nes Indros demonstruojamas religingumas buvo apsimestinis. Išvydęs Indrą su atsiskyrėlio rūbu, didysis išminčius Atris iškart suvokė, kas nutiko.
Okay, now do you have it in English? You got it. So you can just read the first one.
Šios Prabhupados komentaras. Žodis pakanda kartais tariamas kaip pakanda. Šie žodžiai nurodo į apsimetėlį, kuris tik dedasi religingų žmogumi, nors iš tikrųjų yra nusidėjėlis. Indra persirengė šafrano spalvos drabužiais, norėdamas suklaidinti patiklius naivolius. Daug yra sukčių ir apsišaukėlių, kurie persirengė šafrano drabužiais ir dedasi įsivadavusiais asmenimis ar dievo įsikūnimais. Vaidinami nepatyrusi žmonės. Jau buvo minėta, kad sąlygota siera yra linkusi apgaudinėti kitus. Neišimtis ir valdovas Indra. Tai reiškia, kad materialios energijos neigiama įtaka paveikė ir jį. Štai kodėl šiame posme vartojami žodžiai amuktam iva, tariamai išsivadavęs. Šafranas spalvos sanjasio drabužė yra visiško materialos veiklos atsižadėjimas simbolius. Todėl jos turi dėvėti tik tie, kurie visą savo jėgą skiria pasiaukojimo tarnystėje. Tokie baktai yra tikri sanjasi, įsivadavimo pasiekę žmonės. Bhagavad Gitoje 6.1 sakoma, anašitam karma palam, karyam karma karotija, sasanesi čia jogi čia, naniragnir na čakriha. Tikrasis sanjasis ir mystikas yra tas, kuris yra abejingas savo veiklos vaisiams ir veikia iš pareigos jausmo, o ne tas, kuris nekuria aukoro ir nieko neveikia. Kitaip sakant, žmogus, kuris aukoja savo darbo vaisius aukščiausio dievo asmeniui, yra tikras sanjasis ir jogas. Tarimi sanjasiai ir jogai egzistavo dar nuo tada, kai karalius Prithu surengė aukojimą. Pirmasis pasiryžęs šiai apgavystei buvo valdovas Indra. Taip pasielgdamas jis padarė didelį kvailystį. Vienais istorijos tarpsniais tokių apgavikų pasitaiko daugiau, kitais jų pasitaiko vienitai. Sanjasis turi būti labai apdairus. Viešpačiaitanė įspėja, sanjasi yra alpačindra sarva lokigaja. Net mažiausia sanjasio yda neliks žmonių nepastebėta ir bus išnarstyta iki kaulelio. Čitanė Čiritamrita Madhya 12.51. Todėl sanjasius įžadus gali duoti tik nuo širdų žmonės, turintis rimtų tikinimų atsižadėti pasaulį. Sanjasa tokiu būdu neturi būti naudojamasi kaip būdų žmonėms apgaudinėti. Kali Jugoje sanjasa apskritai nerekomenduojama, nes šioje epochoje sunku nepasiduoti pagundoms, kurios tiko žmogaus kiekviename žingsnėje. Tik patys iškiliausiai suvokusiai save dvasinį esmę gali rizikuoti tapti sanjasiais. Jokių būdų sanjasa neturi būti traktuojama kaip pasipelnimo šaltinis arba priemonė kažkokiems materialiems tikslams įgyvendinti.
Just read the verse again. tam atriya bhagavan aikshat, twaramanam vahayasa, amuktam eva pakandam, yodarme dharma vibrama. When King Indra was taking away the horse, he dressed himself to appear as a liberated person. Actually, this dress was a form of cheating, for it falsely created an impression of religion. When Indra went into outer space in this way, the great sage Atri saw him and understood the whole situation.
Norėdamas pagrobti žirgą, valdovas Indra apsirengė kaip išsivadavimą pasiekęs atsiskyrėlis. Tai buvo griniausia apgavystė, nes Indros demonstruojamas religingumas buvo apsimestinis. Išvykus Indra su atsiskyrėlio rūbu, didysis išminčius Atri iškart suvokė, kas nutiko.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Bhakti Vedanta Swaminathiname. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachani. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gauravani Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vajkab Trulubhyasya Gripa Sindhu Vyavaja Vadidhanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Yes, so this is a very interesting pastime. And it's a very important lesson which is coming out in this particular verse and purport.
Ir šitame posme ir komentarė mes gaunam labai svarbių pamokymą.
One has to find one's position in life which is acceptable and most suitable for oneself.
Pirmiausia pamoka, kad žmogus savo gyvenime turi surasti padėtį, kuria tinkama jam.
And one should not try to artificially maintain some sort of role or position which one is not able to maintain nicely.
Ir žmogus neturi palaikyti kažkokį tai padėtį ar rolį atlikti, jeigu jis tai negali tinkamai padaryti.
Prabhupada, of course, right at the end of the purport is warning us about taking sannyas.
Šila Prabhupada komentaro pabaigoje jis perspėja mus dėl sannyaso priėmimo.
If any of you are thinking of taking sannyas,
jeigu kažkas iš jūsų galvoja priimti sannyasą,
you should consider this carefully.
Jūs turite labai atidžiai pagalvoti.
Yeah, back when at the time I joined the movement, it was you could say perhaps quite popular. Ah, I'd like to take sannyas.
Aš prisimenu, kada aš prisijungiau prie judėjimo, buvo gan populiaru, galima taip pasakyti, aš noriu priimti sannyasą.
And not so many, but a number of young men took sannyas in Prabhupada's time particularly, but the great majority were not able to live happily in that type of role.
Ir dauguma, bet ne dauguma, bet kažkokia tai grupė jaunų žmonių priėmė sannyasą Prabhupadas laiku, bet nebuvo nesugebėjo laimingai gyventi tokioj padėtyje.
There are certain aspects of being in that role which people, at least such young men, they found attractive.
Some young people. There
are some aspects, some parts of being a sannyasi.
Kai kurie dalykai būdami sannyasi, tai gan patrauklų žmonėm.
Yeah, you know, they liked that you get so much opportunity to preach.
Iš vienos pusės jie džiaugiasi, kad gavo galimybę ir daug pamokslauti.
That's actually very nice.
Tai labai nastabu.
But then there are other things which come, which they were attracted to, which were not so nice.
Bet dar kai kurie dalykai, prie kurių jie, nu, iš tikrųjų, kurios traukė jos, bet kurie nėra tokie, nebuvo tokie jau nuostabi.
Like people, generally devotees, they will generally, they'll glorify you a lot more than if you are not a sannyasi.
Pavyzdžiui, paprastai bhaktai šlovina sannyasi daug daugiau, negu jūs nesate sannyasis.
Bow down sometimes.
Iš kartais lenkiasi.
Normally they would, if you were not a sannyasi, they would not do that.
Pavyzdžiui, jeigu jūs nesannyasi, paprastai taip dažnai jums nesilinkia.
And even you would often or sometimes often even be the first one who was offered the plate of Mahaprasadam.
Ir labai dažnai jūs būnat pirmu žmogumi, kuriam siūlo Mahaprasadą, lėkštėse Mahaprasadą.
And you would get, you might or would get better living facility.
Jūs gali gauti geresnį gyvenimo sąlygos.
Things like this. And some of these young men in their 20s, it appears they were attracted to some degree by those aspects of the role.
Ir vat tais laikais, kada vat tiems senesim buvo po 20 metų ir trupučiu daugiau, jų patraukė vat kai kurie vat tokie aspektai, būdami senesim vat šitoj rolėj.
But the sort of the pleasures or benefits, whatever, of those different aspects, compared to the responsibilities, even the challenges, they it's not really worth it.
Bet tai, ką jie gaudavo, reiškia, būdami sannyasi, palyginus su atsakomybė, kurie jie turėjo prisiimti, netgi sunku buvo palyginti, iš tikrųjų, kokia atsakomybė, ką jie gavo tokį pagarbą.
Yeah, you get some pleasure. But the tendency, for example, to associate with the opposite sex is stronger, often, than the pleasure you get from those aspects of it.
Bet tendencija bendrauti, reiškia, su priešingo lyties atstovai buvo stipresnė negu malonumai, kurie gaudavo žmonės tiesiog kiti malonumai, kurie jie gaudavo.
So therefore, the great majority, actually, of those young men who took sannyasin, and they were enthusiastic initially, but after some years, the enthusiasm waned, and eventually, so many at least, they just felt compelled, like they had to enter into household life.
Ir jeigu pačioj pradžioj, tai jauni sannyasi, jie buvo labai entuziastingi, bet su laiku tas entuziazmas trupučiu blėso, ir galų gale jie buvo priversti gyventi kaip grihaskas, tapti grihaskas.
So they did.
Ir ką jie padarė?
And some remain devotees.
Kai kurie liko bhaktais.
Others sort of just drifted off into, like, on the borders of Krishna consciousness, or even out of Krishna consciousness.
Kai kurie pasirinko, kad tarsi ant Krishna sąmonės ribos arba už Krishna sąmonės ribos.
So it's extremely important, and Krishna emphasizes it in Bhagavad Gita, to find a sort of role or position in life which you're actually comfortable with.
Ir todėl tai labai svarbu, Krishna Bhagavad Gita pabrėžė, kad mes turim surasti tą padėtį, atlikti tą rolę, kurią mums priimtina labiau, kur mes save jaučiam patogiai.
And for some people, not many, but some, that can be the life of a sannyasi.
И кай курем жмонем не тек дол, бет толки падитис гали бути сеняси гирянима.
Yeah. There's when His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, when he took sannyas, Prabhupada had just immediately before, Prabhupada had a very interesting conversation with him.
Before he's taking sannyas?
Yeah, just before. Prabhupada asked him, are you 100% sure you'll be able to maintain the principles of sannyas? Sridhar Maharaj replied, no. Prabhupada asked, are you 75% sure you can maintain the principles of sannyas? Sridhar Maharaj replied, no. Prabhupada asked, are you 50% sure you can maintain the principles of sannyas? Sridhar Maharaj replied, I think so. And Prabhupada said, all right then, you can take sannyas. And he did. And from that sort of era, he was one of the few who actually maintained sannyas until, you know, unfortunately he passed away a little while ago. Yes, so things like prestige and sort of material or somewhat material benefits one may get from being in some social role like a particular ashram or even from doing a particular type of service, they are not so important compared to what you as an individual really require in order to be able to live happily.
И visi tie malonumai, ta pagarba, kurią žmogus gauna, būdamas, užimdamas kažkokį tą socialinį statusą, reiškia, tai dar ne viską, ką žmogui reikalinga, kad jis gyventų laimingai.
Yeah, either like some, like being a sannyasi where, you know, we mentioned some of those benefits, or even just being like a temple president.
Kaip mes minėjom, ką gauna sannyasi, kokios reiškia pagarbą, malonumas, ką kalbėti apie sannyasius, netgi būdami šventyklos prezidento.
Or, you know, some managerial role like that where you're directing people and you have facilities available.
Arba būti tiesiog menedžeriu, kur jūs vadovaujat žmonėmis ir naudojatės kažkokiu, nu, vienu žodžiu, nukreipti, padaryt tą.
Even sometimes we see, I've seen, that someone is put in charge.
Kartais aš matau, kad žmogų pastato kažkokį, nu, paskiri kažkokį.
Of killing the temple.
Pavyzdžiui, valyti šventyklą.
And under him, working under him, with him, but under him, is one person.
Ir kartais jis vadovauja komandai iš vieno žmogaus, ta prasme.
One person. But now this one who's in charge, he becomes the boss.
Ir tas, kuris vat atsakingas vienas ir vadovauja tą vieną, jis jau tampa kaip bosas. Daryk tą.
So there's a certain sort of satisfaction he's getting from that.
Yra tam tikra pasitenkinimo, kurį jis iš tai gauna.
So, you know, you could say it's a type of benefit that you can exert some power.
Jūs galite pasakyti, čia tam tikra, reiškia, tam tikra nauda, kurį jūs galite gauti, demonstruodama savo ten jėgą.
Some power. Yeah. But because one has become a little bewildered, then actually it's in certain important respects it's detrimental for your Krishna consciousness. Bad.
Bet iš kitos pusės tai yra labai blogai dėl mūsų Krishna sąmonės.
Yeah, so and as a result, after some time, one will not be happy. One will get some reactions, one will commit offenses, mind will become disturbed, and one just won't be happy. So better, Prabhupada even says, better to be an honest street sweeper.
Ir Prabhupada sako, geriau būti nuoširdžiu gatvių šlovėju.
Than some sort of, you know, in some artificial, unnatural position.
Negu užimti kažkokį tą nenatūralį dirbtinę padėtį.
So, you know, that here, of course, it's being applied in regard to sannyas, which is very important.
Čia pritaikoma, nu, vat, kalbama dėl sannyasis, aišku, čia labai svarbu, ką kalbama.
Of course, you know, generally, at least now, devotees don't really think so much of taking sannyas.
Dabar, kaip minimum, dabar bhaktai tiek daug negalvoja priimti sannyasą.
Back in those, in Prabhupada's time, and just shortly after Prabhupada's time,
su Prabhupada's laikais, arba trupučiu iš karto po Prabhupada's išėjimo,
like we said, it was quite popular.
Buvo, kaip mes kalbėjom, pakankamo populiaru.
And there was a mantra.
Buvo mantra.
Take sannyas, not grihast.
Priimk sannyasą, bet nebūk grihast. Čia yra skamba angliškai.
And it was really, you know, like there was a whole lot of social status connected with the idea.
Buvo tam tikrų socialinių
status, like high position.
Tokie socialinio normos statuso, kad nebūti grihastu, užimti aukščiausią poziciją.
And grihastas were like,
grihastas
were, so, you know, fortunately or unfortunately or whatever, reality has a way of eventually coming through.
Bet kaip sėkmė ar nesėkmė, sunku pasakyti, bet realybė jinai galų galiau, reiškia, daro savo.
It's difficult to live a lie indefinitely.
Lie.
To live dishonestly.
Yeah. Sudėtinga gyventi nesąžiningai.
Eventually, by Krishna's arrangement, the truth comes out.
Galų galia, Krishna taip organizuoja, kad tiesa jinai išlenda.
So here, this in this particular incident, this pastime, this point comes out very clearly.
Šitas žaidimas, šitas momentas labai aiškiai pasirodo.
That King Indra, he got into anxiety because Maharaj Prithu was in the process, he was working on doing 100 Ashwamedha or horse sacrifices.
Indra, šitam posmė, šitoj istorijoj konkrečiai paminėti, kad Indra susirūpina, kad, reiškia, Maharaj Prithu atlikinėja 100 arklių aukojimą.
And the thing is that if a person does 100 horse sacrifices properly, he, if he wants, he can become Lord Indra.
Ir esmė tame, kad jeigu žmogus teisingai atlieka 100 arklio aukojimą, jeigu jis panorėtų, jis gali užimti Indras padėtį.
Not that it's automatic, he just becomes Indra, but if he wants, he can.
Tai nėra, kad jis automatiškai tampa Indra, bet jeigu jis norės, jis gali tapti.
In the case of Maharaj Prithu, he is a type of incarnation of Krishna.
Kaliči Maharaja Prithu, jis buvo tam tikra viešpatis Krishnas inkarnacija.
And, you know, as a extremely elevated person, he was not really interested, he's not interested in that at all. He wanted to create auspiciousness for humanity.
Jis tiesiog norėjo sukurti palankį tokią situaciją, palankumą atnešti visai žmonijai.
Because if you do 100 horse sacrifices, there are many, many different benefits.
Jeigu jis atliktų šitą 100 aukojimus, daugybė, ta prasme, naudos, sėkmės visiems.
So, but Indra could not really accept or understand that he doesn't want to kick me out.
Bet Indra nenorėjo suprasti, negalėjo priimti tai, kad Prithu nenori jį išnesti iš padėties, tos Indras padėties.
He became sort of obsessed.
Jis apsėstas tapo, tarsi.
This man could take my position, I've got to stop him somehow.
Šitas žmogus nori užimti mano padėtį, kažkokį tai būdu aš turi sustabdyti jo.
So when Prithu Maharaj was doing, he was just sort of starting the 100th horse sacrifice, Indra then stole the horse.
Ir kada Maharaja Prithu jau buvo procese atlikti šį paskutinį 100 aukojimą, Indra pavogė arklį.
And he actually stole the horse, I think a couple of times, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he stole the horse 2 or 3 times.
Ir jis pavogė arklį 2 or 3 kart.
But I think it was King Prithu, one of his sons, he took the horse back.
Ir Maharaja Prithu sūnus grąžino atgal tą arklį.
So now I think this may be the 3rd attempt, is it? Anyway, after...
This is 5th attempt.
Oh, this is 1st?
Yeah. And next will be Prithu Maharaj son will try to stop Indra.
Okay, thank you. So his idea was, in order to that people will not stop me, I will dress myself in the clothes of a sannyasi, because sannyasis, people will not interfere with sannyasi.
Ir Indras idėja buvo tokia, kad jis, kad niekas jį nesustabdytų, jis apsirengė kaip sannyasi, todėl kad žmonių tokia nuotaika sannyasi, aš žiūrėjau per daug, neturėti per daug reikalų su sannyasi.
Yeah. You know, traditionally at least a sannyasi can just walk into anyone's house.
Tradiciškai sannyasi galėjo įeiti į bet kokį. Kokio žmogaus namą.
Doesn't have to knock on the door. Can I come in?
Ar galiu užeiti?
Why? He can just walk in and
jis gali tiesiog užeiti.
Just if there's some food, he can just help himself.
Jis gali paimti maistą tiesiog.
Yeah, it's really... At least traditionally, it's...
Kaip minimum tradiciškai.
It was very much like that.
Tai buvo taip aprašoma.
And here, you know, like Prithu Maharaj and his family and all these people, they that's how they see sannyasi.
Ir Prithu Maharaj ir šeima ir visi žmonės tada o taip jie matė sannyasis.
So in other words, King Indra, was his idea was to trick to take advantage of all of them.
Ir tokiu būdu Indros tokia nuotaika buvo, jis norėjo pasinaudoti tą situaciją, senesis drabužis, kad pasinaudoti visais jais.
So, this, this is, you know, this is very bad.
Ir tai labai blogai.
Yeah. He, anyway, so this is what he did, and this is one of those times, if I remember correctly, where, you know, as the during the different ages, things deteriorate, not just in Kali Yuga, but in other ages too. So this is like when, you know, this such cheating first occurred.
Pirmą kartą atsirado, nors degradacija visada buvo ir kaljūgai ypatingai, bet tada vat, pirmą kartą tada pradėjo degraduoti, apgavystė atsirado.
From that point it was downhill all the way.
Nuo šios akimirkos pradėjo.
And Prabhupada makes the point at the beginning of the purport that now, or in sort of more recent times, that There are many people who deliberately do this just to take advantage of the innocent public.
Ir Prabhupada komentarė sako, ta prasme, buvo laikai, neseniai daug žmonių naudojasi to, tokiu būdu apgauti kitus.
They know that at least in sort of Vedic type society that people have this idea, sannyasi is very special and we must treat him very nicely and give him if he asks for anything.
Kaip minimum vedinių tipo visuomeniai, jie žinojo, kad pas žmonių tokio mentalitetas, kad jeigu ateina sanjasi, jie gali paimti bet ką, žmonės tokio nuotaiką turi sanjasi, atvirgi, žmonės naudojasi to.
And Prabhupada, in Prabhupada Lilamrita, there's a description that living near Srila Prabhupada when he was a child was one professional beggar.
Ir Prabhupada Lilamrita aprašyta, kad kada Prabhupada dar buvo vaikas, šalia jų namo gyveno toks profesionalus išmaldų prašytojas.
And every morning he would dress in saffron.
Ir kiekvieną rytą jis apsirengdavo šafrano drabužiais.
And go out and beg on the street and collect money.
Ir gatvėse prašydavo ir surinkdavo pinigus.
A little later in the day he would put on white
ir vėliau dienos metu jis apsirengdavo baltais
and do some work
ir dirbti kažkur.
Yeah, so you know this is Kali Yuga, it's the same principle but taken even to more of an extreme.
Tas pats principas, kuris čia aprašyta, bet daug ekstremalesnis toks.
And Prabhupada even says that you get in some cases such people and they claim to be incarnations of God.
Ir Prabhupada sako, kuriais atvejais tokie žmonės skelbėsi Dievo avatarai, aukščiausi Dievo asmenys.
Because then, you know, if you're God, you can really collect a lot of money.
Todėl, kad jeigu jūs Dievas, iš tikrųjų jūs galite pririnkti daug.
There's one purport of Prabhupada's, either in Bhagavatam or maybe Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada makes the point that so many people have now got this idea that if I'm accepted as an incarnation of God, I can get lots of money.
Ir ten Prabhupada paminėjo, kad žmonės galvoja, jeigu mane priim žmonės kaip inkarnaciją, aš tikrai gausiu daug pinigų.
And I'll get followers.
Pas mane bus daug pasikėjų.
That, Prabhupada explains, it has become like a very competitive, like a business. You know, you are in the wood business, right? So just imagine someone opens another wood business just down the road. And then someone opens another one across the road. You know what I mean?
It
becomes very competitive. You have to reduce the prices. And someone will not be able to continue. So Prabhupada makes the point that in some places you get so many of these so-called avatars that not all of them can get followers, not all of them can collect enough money. And therefore they become bankrupt avatars. Bankrupt. And Prabhupada, in that purport, Prabhupada says, so therefore in some parts of India, you find unemployed avatars just loitering in the street.
Neužimtų, ta prasme, bedarbių avatarų, kurie tiesiog gatvėse gyvena.
Just hanging out. Nothing to do.
Nieko nedaro tiesiog.
Yes, so, and Prabhupada mentions, this is a very, you know, like clear example of the tendency to cheat.
Ir Prabhupada čia mini, kad tai yra labai aiškus pavyzdys, tendencija apgaudinėti žmoguje.
So we, as aspiring devotees,
mes kaip pradedantieji vaišnavai,
we have to be, just in general, we have to be very careful about that propensity to cheat.
Mes turim bendrėvo taip, turi būti labai atsargus dėl šito polinkio apgaudinėti.
And, yeah, so here, like, you know, taking sannyas is one thing, it's certainly a significant thing.
Aišku, priimti sannyasą, tai labai svarbus dalykas.
And we don't want to do that or aspire to do that if it's not clear enough that we'll be able to live in such a way and live happily in such a way.
Ir mes kaip minimum neturim priimti sannyasą, neturim būti įsikvėpęs priimti sannyasą, kad gyventi tokiu nesažiningu būdu, kaip minimum mes turim būti laimingi tokioje padėtyje.
This is very extremely important part of Krishna consciousness.
Tai labai svarbus Krishna sąmonės dalis.
Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he for certain reasons, just like circumstantial, or just because of particular situation, he suddenly got this inspiration, I want to renounce the world.
Pavyzdžiui, Arjuna tam tikroje situacijoje Bhagavad Gita, jis gavo tą įkvėpimą atsižadėti pasaulio.
And oh, some people might think, that's nice, you know, don't be materially attached.
Ir kai kurie žmonės gali pagalvoti, tai viskas labai, labai nuostabu, materialiai nebūti neprisirišus.
You know, he said in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he said, look, I don't want to kill my relatives, my superiors.
Pačioj pradžioj Bhagavad Gita sako, aš nenoriu žudyti savo giminaičius, savo vyresniuosius.
And people, some people, many people would think, that's very nice.
Ir daug žmonių galvos, kai iš tikrųjų nuostabu.
And yes, he wants to do it, he should be allowed to do it.
Jeigu jis nori tai daryti, jam reikia leisti tai daryti.
But as we know in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna preaches very strongly against that particular idea. Even Krishna says, better to do your own duty unsuccessfully than some other person's duty successfully.
Netgi Krishna sako, geriau atlikti savo pareigą nesėkmingai, negu kito žmogaus pareigą sėkmingai.
And you might think, oh, look, he's not successful here. He is successful somewhere else. He should be successful.
Kažkas tai gali pagalvoti, žiūrėkit, čia savo darbė jis nesėkmingas, o ten labai sėkmingas, tegul tą atlieka.
But the thing is, if it's this idea that it may be someone else's duty and not yours, we have to understand what that means.
Ir mes turim suprasti, ką tai reiškia kito žmogaus pareiga, o ne jūsų pareiga.
It doesn't just mean that if it's your duty to offer the arti and it's your duty to cook, it doesn't just mean that you should not just jump on the altar and start doing the arti.
Tai nereiškia, vat, pavyzdžiui, kad tavo pareiga arti daryti, tavo gaminti, tai nereiškia, kad tu negali tiesiog arti daryti.
What it means is that if it is your nature to work in a certain way, like in the case of Arjuna,
tai reiškia, kad jeigu čia jūsų prigimti, vat, pavyzdžiui, kaip Arjunas prigimti, Arjunas atveju.
But not to, it's not really your nature to work in a different way.
Tai ne jo prigimtis veikti kitokį būdų.
Even though temporarily you may be able to work in the other way successfully, but still, because it's just not you, it's not your nature, better not to do that.
Pavyzdžiui, jūs galit trumpą laikotarpį sėkmingai atlikti kito žmogaus pareigą, bet jeigu tai ne jūsų prigimti realiai, geriau nedaryti to.
Because, you know, under special circumstances in an emergency, many people can do so many things.
Pavyzdžiui, ekstremalioj situacijoje daugybė žmonių gali daug dalykų daryti.
But when it comes to doing it every day, all the time, and just permanently, that's a different thing.
Bet kada jūs turite daryti kiekvieną dieną, pastovi, ta prasme, amžinai, tai yra kitas dalykas.
So therefore, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, you know, basically the same thing, that now you feel some inspiration because of certain situations, that I should become a sannyasi, but it's not for you.
Ir Krishna labai aiškiai sako, Arjuna, dabar vat tokioj situacijoj tu labai įsikvėpi būti sannyasi, bet čia ne tavo.
Yeah. So stick to your own duty, even though now it seems you could do this other duty.
Tiesiog pasilik, atlik savo pareigą, nors gali atrodyti, kad dabar tu gali atlikti gerai kitą pareigą.
Because it often takes time, particularly in Kali Yuga, where everything is sort of mixed up, it often takes time to really understand what is the best thing for me to do.
Todėl, kad ypač Kali Jugai, tai užima laiką, ką geriausiai man reikia.
Because in Kali Yuga, generally or often, or generally, people have mixed natures.
Todėl, kad Kali Jugai dažnai, arba paprastai žmonės turi tokį sumašytą prigimtį.
Little bit sudra.
Trupučiuk šudra.
Little bit vaishya,
yeah,
a little business selling things, a little bit manager, sometimes even a little bit of a philosopher. So, now in Kali Yuga, things are often not so clear.
Paprastai dalykai ne tokie aiškiai būna.
So what to do, how to understand what ashram I should be in, and what sort of varna or what sort of work or duties should I perform?
Kaip suprasti, kokia varna, kokia ashrama, kokia pareiga, ką aš turiu daryti?
So the thing is, well, there are two, I would say, two main considerations.
Yra du pagrindiniai dalykai, į ką mes turime atsižvelgti.
One thing is, you need people who know you.
Pirmas dalykas, mums reikalingi žmonės, kurie pažįsta mus gerai.
Which takes time.
Tai, aišku, užima laiką.
And therefore they may be able to advise you on what may be.
Jie gali patarti mums.
And second, you may have to try different things.
Ar ir antras dalykas, jūs galite pabandyti skirtingus dalykus padaryti.
Just see what works.
Ir žiūrėti, kas veikia.
When I first joined this movement many years ago, just immediately before, I had been a writer.
Pavyzdžiui, prieš prisijungdamas prie judėjimo daug metų atgal, aš prieš tai buvau rašytas.
And then I became a devotee and I thought, and I heard this sort of philosophy, do your duty for Krishna, and I thought, yes, I must write for Krishna.
Ir kada aš išgirdau tiek daug filosofijos ir Krishna sako, atlik savo pareigą dėl manęs, dėl Krishnas, ir aš pagalvojau, o, gerai, aš rašysiu dėl Krishnas.
Maybe I can write books for Krishna.
Galbūt aš rašysiu knygas dėl Krishnas.
But for the first so many years, I didn't write anything, I sold the books.
Bet keletą pirmų metų aš nerašiau visai, aš tiesiog pardavinėjau knygas.
And previously, if you had asked me, will you sell things, I would have said, no, it's not me.
Jeigu prieš tai jūs mane paklausot, ar tu pardavinėsi ką nors, ar nori pardavinėti, aš iš karto pasakysiu, ne, ką jūs.
And in fact, when I started, like, the immediate experience was very difficult.
Ir kada aš pradėjau platinti, pardavinėti knygos, pirma patirtį buvo tokia, kad man labai sudėtinga buvo.
But there was nothing else to do.
Bet nebuvo pasirinkimo.
So you had to get into it.
Aš turėjau įsitraukti į tai.
So I got into it, actually.
Aš įsitraukiau į tai.
And I became sort of, you know, relatively successful.
Ir aš sąlyginai sėkmingas tapau.
And relatively happy.
Ir sąlyginai laimingas.
Later I did some writing, not too much, but some writing sometimes.
Vėliau aš paskui kažką tai rašiau, ne tiek daug, bet rašiau, dariau.
And it's also very nice.
Ir tai irgi gerai.
So, anyway, I'm just mentioning that, just as an example, that in Kali Yuga things are often not so clear.
Aš daviau pavyzdį, kad suprasti, kad Kali Yugai daug dalykų netokios aiškus yra.
And we should try to understand what is the best thing for me to do and be a little patient because it may take a while.
Ir mes turim suprasti, reiškia, ką man geriau ir būti trupučiu kantriam, kad suprasti.
But in this specific regard here about taking sannyas, it's really like a very special type of step to take.
Bet šitas konkretus atvejis apie sannyasos priėmimą, čia iš tikrųjų labai rimtas žingsnis.
And one should, particularly about that, one should be most careful.
Ir ypač kaliečio sannyasos priėmimą, žmogus turi būti labai atsargus.
Taking sannyas and becoming a guru.
Priimti sannyasą ir tapti guru.
Because even some people have had the idea, let me become a guru, and I will also benefit in certain kind of material way.
Todėl, kad yra žmonių, kurie galvoja, nu, aš tapsiu guru irgi iš to naudą gausiu dėl įvairių materialių dalykų.
So, particularly these two types of activities or positions, one should really think very carefully before accepting them.
Ir ypatingai šitas du dalykus, sannyasa ir guru, žmogus turi būti labai atsargus
And the main thing in this regard, try to see what service, what role, position in Prabhupada's movement I can take up, in which I will be very happy, I will be able to do it, and make a nice contribution to Prabhupada's movement.
Ir mes turim ypatingai žiūrėti, kokį padėtį užimti, kokį rolę atlikti, kokį tarnystį atlikti Prabhupada's misiją, Prabhupada's idėjimį, kad realiai aš būčiau laimingas.
And then try and find that and then accept it and do it, make a success of it.
Ir priimti tai ir tapti sėkmingu.
And then you'll be very happy in Krishna consciousness.
Ir tada jūs būsite labai laimingas Krishna sąmonėje.
And you'll please Prabhupada, you'll please Krishna.
Ir jūs patenkinsite Prabhupada, patenkinsite Krishna.
And then you'll go back to Godhead in due course.
Atgal namo pas Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any comment or question?
One question.
Yes.
One time I heard lecture, my Guru Maharaj lecture, and one Mataji asked him, if I not happy, I doing some service, but I not happy in this service, is okay or not okay? And Guru Maharaj answered, Arjuna also, in beginning when he fight, he was not happy. He just doing like duty, his duty. Not always we will be happy, he answered this.
Okay.
Vieną kartą klausiau paskaitą, dvasinį mokytoją ir ten vieną matą, žiūrėjau klausimą. Vot aš atlieku pareigą tarnystį ir aš nelaiminga atlikdamas tarnystį. Kaip, ką daryti, ar man pakeisti tarnystį aplamai? Ir Guru Maharaj atsakė, kad Arjuna irgi pačioj pradžioj, kada jis kariavo dėl Krišnos, jis nebuvo laimingas, tiesiog atliko savo pareigą. Ir vat kaip šitoj situacijai?
Sure, now that's a good point. It comes back to the point that we have mixed natures.
Mes grįžtam prie to pačio momento, kad mes turim tokį mašytą prigimtį.
So, therefore, to find something, service, which you are always happy doing, any time, day or night, just forever, it also will not happen like that.
Uh-huh. Ir aišku, kad gauti arba surasti tokį tarnystį, kada mes, reiškia, būsim laimingi, pastovi visada, tai irgi ne taip greitai pristai.
But, you know, as to find something which is the most suitable like that, that's a good idea.
Bet, kaip minimum, mes turim surasti tai, ką labiau tinkamu.
See, there's another side to this.
Iš kitos pusės.
In the old days, you know, like in Prabhupada's time,
Prabhupada's laikais,
some devotees had some really interesting ideas.
Kai kurie bhaktai turėjo labai įdomius ir keistus idėjus tokius.
If you like doing some service, you it's pleasurable for you, you must not do it.
O, vat tokias idėjas, jeigu, pavyzdžiui, jūs atliekat kažkokį tai tarnystį, tai jums patinka, jūs neturite tai daryti.
You must find some service which is very difficult, and you're not happy, and it's just, you know, a struggle, and you must do that.
Ir jūs turite surasti tokį tarnystį, kur jūs nepatenkintas, kur jūs nelaimingas, jūs kenčiat ir jūs turite daryti tą tarnystį.
Like, for example, if you're in a kirtan and you find you're becoming happy in the kirtan, it's bad.
If you're in a kirtan and you're becoming happy, it's bad.
Get out of the kirtan. Seriously. Yeah. So, you know, like with Arjuna, you know, Obviously, initially in Bhagavad Gita, he wasn't happy. But the thing is that in the case of Arjuna and people in those days, their natures were not so mixed.
Kaliečia Arjunas ir žmonės, kurie gyvena tais laikais, jų prigimtis nebuvo tokia maišyta.
In other words, you know, it was very strange and unusual, and probably it never happened before that Arjuna had any interest that he even thought of renouncing the world.
Ta prasme, iki tol nebuvo situacija, iš tikrųjų buvo būtų keista, kad Arjuna, pas Arjuna atsirastų noras atsižadėti pasaulį.
Because basically he was a kshatriya.
Todėl kad pagrindinis jis kshatriya buvo.
Yeah. He wasn't, you know, partly kshatriya and partly other things.
Jis nebuvo dalinai kshatriya, dalinai dar kažkas tai.
So actually Prabhupada made the point that, you know, once the very special situation was over and Arjuna accepted, yes, I will do this, and he started fighting. Then because it was really natural to him, then what Prabhupada said was that once Arjuna got into it, it was like he was dancing on the battlefield.
Ir Prabhupada sako, todėl kad tai Arjunai buvo natūralu kovoti, tiesiog tarsi šoko ant mūšio lauke.
Off with your head, Haribol.
Galva kerta, Haribol.
Because, yeah, it really was his nature.
Todėl kad čia realiai buvo jo padėtis, prigimtis.
And doing his duty was one thing, but actually that was sort of how his psychology worked physically, emotionally. That's how he worked, or, you know, how he was as a being.
Tai ne tai, kad jis atlipo savo pareigą, bet tai, kaip veikia jo psichologija ir jo fiziologija, tiesiog jis taip kaip asmenybė taip veikia.
So, you know, it wasn't simply that he accepted, yes sir, my duty, I will fight.
Tai nėra tai, kad jis tiesiog taip, seri, mano pareiga, aš einu kariauti.
It definitely was his duty.
Taip, aišku, buvo jo pareiga.
But it was his nature.
Bet taip pat tai buvo jo prigimtis.
You know, you stick a lot of people on the battlefield with a gun. Oh, it's so difficult for them.
For...
If you just put someone...
Okay, jeigu jūs kažką tai pastatysit ir prieš jį ten daug žmonių su ginklais mūšio laukė, būtų labai sudėtinga.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, in some situations, in some battles, like even, you know, the Second World War, etc., the soldiers, you know, it's too much for them. They want to run away. But the tough guys are behind them. And, you know, you run, we'll kill you. Your own people, yeah.
Ir, pavyzdžiui, antro pasaulinį karą buvo, kada žmonės buvo tokia situacija, kad tiesiog norėjusi pabėgti iš mūšio lauko, iš nugaros stovėjo žmonės, sako, jeigu tu bėgsi, mes tave patys saviškiai nušausim.
Yeah. But not Arjuna.
Bet ne Arjuna.
I met one man, we were selling paintings to raise money to build the temple in South Africa.
Mes pardavinėjom paveikslus, kad surinkti pinigus, kad pastatyti šventyklą Pietų Afrikoje.
And we met one officer from the army.
Ir mes susitikom su vienu karininku iš armijos.
And we were talking with him a bit.
Ir mes kalbėjom trupučiu su juo.
Now, why are you doing this?
Ir
we said,
mes klausėme, kodėl jūs tai darot?
And he said, I like fighting.
Jis atsakė, man patinka kariauti.
Yeah, he enjoyed it.
Jam tai suteikė džiaugsmą.
You know, he had that nature, at least, you know, quite a prominent part of him.
Todėl, kad didesnį dalį jo prigimties, tiesiog tokį prigimtis kariauti.
You know. И так далее. Any other comment?
Last commentary.
Prabhuji, say what you have.
Prabhuji, трубочку дал.
Еще попросите, как ты живешь с
этим. Там гамин, там за бабу спасите. И там, как всякие ты... Только обеёны ширли, ну, как я дам просады, я потянки, ну, гели, ты фисипы, да? Она такая зрительная, а раньше меня красивая, то есть обеёны ширли.
Sometimes I look for the Sai Baba followers, and at the festivals, and I have doubt in my heart whether I, because people are very happy and getting prasadam, and they're getting, no, the followers are even increasing. And at their festival, they're getting a very tasty prasadam, and he's wondering, maybe he's
helping
the fact that
helping the increase. Is that right?
Yes, and he and his heart doubts just what I should do.
You know, we you should continue. Because some will become devotees. Yeah. I mean, you should try and do it in such a way that they know this is Hare Krishna food. If possible, you know, serve it yourselves as devotees. Rasdavat, как преданное. And so the people say, oh, this is Hare Krishna. Oh. Some will become devotees. You know, we, in South Africa at least, I can say, we get invited to do lectures and kirtan at programs of Sai Baba organization and other Hindu organizations.
Pavyzdžiui, mūsų vat Maharaja kartais kviečia į Pietų Afrikoje duoti paskaitos kirtana pas vat Sai Babos pasikėjus ir kitus pasikėjus.
And some of them become devotees.
Ir kurie tapo
vatai. Oh yes. The leader and his wife of the Sai Baba organization in the one part of Durban, like the main part, they became devotees.
Pavyzdžiui, lyderis ir jo žmona vienoj pagrindiniai daly Durbano, kur pagrindiniai susirinkimai Sai Babos, jie tapo bhakti.
Oh yeah. They were like very important people.
Jie labai svarbus žmonės.
And they just gave it all up.
Ir paskui viską paliko.
And their family became devotees. Oh yeah, really nice. And there are many cases like that. So you should continue. But, you know, maybe if they will allow, have a little book display. And when if you are giving out the prasadam, say Hare Krishna to them. I mean, I don't know, but generally they would be happy with that. But don't become a Sai Baba.
Last time he came here, his dog in his mind. Yeah, they affected me.
Let me tell you a really interesting story. You want to hear this? Очень интересно.
Maharaj
Giriraj Swami. You know, he's very senior Prabhupada disciple. He was very close to
Prabhupada.
And he was serving in Bombay for years. And mainly dealing with the big rich Hindu people. And one day he went to the wedding of a daughter of one of these very, you know, one of the most wealthy people in India. Someone like the Birlas or the Hindujas, you know, these billionaires. Sai Baba was there. Sai Baba was there. Yeah. Giriraj Maharaj met Sai Baba. And they spoke for, you know, a minute or so. And Sai Baba said, you know, your movement is doing such wonderful things. And Prabhupada, what a saint. He was just, you know, very nice. It was just like 1 minute or so. And then off they went. Giriraj Maharaj went back to the temple that night. Couldn't forget Sai Baba. Just couldn't forget him. He's just in his mind. And he noticed this and he thought, oh, yeah, I'll stop thinking of Sai Baba. Couldn't stop. Until the next day. It took like hours. Gradually, it sort of left him. So he understood that actually Sai Baba has mystical powers. So be careful. Because you know what Prabhupada said? When you go fishing, particularly for big fish, you have to be careful you don't get dragged out of the boat by the fish. Because it happens sometimes. I don't think you'll...
Pas jos svanas atvažiavęs su žmona, su mūkėjais šafranų rūgais ir jis atsisėda į garbiną kaip durgą ir per jį ateina durgą.
Now, when, during Christmas he was in the meetings and came one Swamin with his wife and his children and they, all followers, worshiped him as Durga.
inviting him. From him is coming.
Throws him.
Durga is coming.
Durga coming, Sai Baba appear.
He's appearing a motherish rubus.
He dressed like Durga Devi, like a woman with three.
Это Кали Юга.
Jis pasakė, sako, jums labai pasisekė, kad pas jūs Krishnas gamina,
sako. He said, you are lucky because this Krishna cook for you.
Yeah, you know, these bogus people, really bogus, they often like Hare Krishna.
Vaishnava Seva, he was
impressed that they sleep only 3 hours and all day bhajans.
Oh, you get some really extraordinary people. Yeah, some very unusual special karma, some very unusual like mixture of the modes, certain modes of nature. Mataji.
How to recognize that a person has mystical powers and how to be safe? Kaip atpažinti, kad žmogus turi mistinių galių ir kaip išlikti saugiam?
You know, I think to realize if a person has mystical powers, I don't think that's so hard. Because they'll be able to do things. Yeah. There's not many people like that, but there are some. You know, I in Klaipeda last night, I told a story about P.C. Saka. It's a family, they go back hundreds of years, the Saka family, they're magicians, mystics. And they, that's how they make a living, they do shows. They did a show in Mayapur once, at the festival. But anyway, you know, P.C. Saka, who was living, you know, at, it was at the end of the British rule of India.
P.C. Saka is gyvena, reiškia, kada dar paskutinį, vieni iš paskutinį metų, kada Britanija dar valdė Indiją.
He was asked to do a show for the Indian Parliament.
Jį paprašė, kad jis surengtų šou Indijos parlamentui.
So they were all there, the whole government was there.
Visa vyriausybė buvo ten.
P.C. Saka. And the show was meant to start at 4.
Ir, reiškia, šou turėjo prasidėti 4 valandą.
Everyone's there.
Ir visi buvo ten.
P.C. Saka did not come.
P.C. Saka neapsireiškė.
And the whole government sitting there,
you know,
for 1 hour.
Visa valanda.
Finally, 5 o'clock, he arrived.
Penktą valandą jis
and he walked atkeliavo onto the stage like, you know, here we are. And one of the important government people stood up and he complained that you're meant to start at
4.
You've kept the whole Indian government waiting for 1 hour. And P.C. Saka said, but I'm meant to begin at 4, right?
Ir P.C. Saka atsakė, aš turėjau pradėti ketvirtą, teisingai?
And then I said, yes, you're meant to begin at 4.
Taip, tu turėjai pradėti ketvirtą.
And P.C. Saka said, look at your watches.
Ir P.C. Saka atsakė, pasižiūrėk į savo laikrodžius.
It was 4 o'clock.
Ir visi pasižiūrėjo, buvo 4 valandos.